Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? You've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station. This is the show, as you know, where we talk about anything and everything to raise your frequency. I'm your host, Davey, and we have a very special show lined up for you today. First and foremost, I would like to welcome you to the Vibration Station. As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Now, what do we mean by that? We're all vibration. We're all just little vibrating molecules floating in a quantum time-space reality. Well, what I mean is that your thoughts are everything to you. It controls the way you feel, controls the way you respond to your surroundings. So this show is about raising that thought and making you feel better about anything and everything possible, right? And how do we do that is we bring on amazing, influential musicians, writers, authors and writers, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very, very special guest in the studio with us today. An extremely influential individual. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about him, but first I would like to bring him to the mic, Jordan Decker!
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, dude, thank you so much for coming on. First and foremost, I love everything that you are doing. Now, people, if you haven't heard of Jordan Decker, he is a LA-born singer-songwriter, right? The newest project from Jordan Decker is called Cold Wilson, draws inspiration from the works of Elliott Smith and Ben Folds, with guitar break reminiscent of, Death Cab for Cutie, that kind of ambient, really melodic style. We're definitely going to get an opportunity to listen to a bit of his music a little bit later in the show. Jordan Decker recently returned from the recording sessions in Portland, Oregon with producer Larry Crane and his influential Jackpot Studio. It's awesome. Really awesome stuff. You can't miss him. Definitely going to be up and coming very, very soon. This is featuring Jenny Connolly of the Decemberists,
Polly Pulverent.
I was having a difficult time pronouncing this earlier. Paul V. Pulverent, previously of Elliott Smith's touring band, and a lap steel player, Paul Brainard, right? Of the Eels.
Yeah.
She and him, he's of the Eels, she and him, and the Decemberists. Yeah. Man!
He's been featured by a couple different bands.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing. So, basically, you're going to be hearing Jordan on the Up and Up very, very soon. Jordan has created an electric mix of debut tracks, the first of which is soon to be released with an on-radio interview and announcement later this month. You guys got to make sure to visit coldwilson.com. That's coldwilson.com. You can also go to at coldwilsonmusic on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Make sure to follow him and check the updates. I'm going to give you a reason to do all that in just a moment. First off, let's get to know Jordan a little bit better. So, Jordan, thank you so much for spreading your high vibration with us on the Vibration Station.
Thank you for enabling me to.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. Well, with the kind of movement that you're making in your towns and the places that you're visiting, you know, there's no reason for people not to hear your story, man, because it's really beautiful. It's really, really amazing how I just want to interject before we get into plummeting Jordan with everything that he is about to tell us. But, you know, I get inspired truly from people that have a dream, see no means in which that dream is going to come true at one specific moment, and just say, screw it, I'm just going to do it and go for it and not look back, you know? And that is exactly what you're doing. And truly, it is an inspiration to all, because if you can do it and start recording with these, you know, super well-known musicians, famous musicians, and start climbing that ladder, then you can be the conduit through which inspiration drives other people to do it as well. Yeah. So thank you for following your highest self. I appreciate that. Jordan, so in Portland, Oregon, okay, what was the recording process like? So you're with these well-known musicians. I would assume, a pretty big deal to you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was huge.
So talk to me. Tell me about this. Yeah. What's this like?
Well, first, to give a little background, I found this producer, Larry Crane, somebody posted a video online of him doing some vocal editing techniques.
Nice.
I had no idea at that point that he had worked with Elliot Smith, who is my favorite writer of all time.
Wow.
And I just started doing some research on him. I went to his site, watched a couple of his videos, and I reached out to him, actually before I even knew that he'd worked with Elliot or Death Cab, wow, or Decemberist or anyone that is a huge inspiration to me. And I sent him some demos, and he was interested, and we figured out how he could produce the album. At that time, I didn't really have people that I was playing with. I'd gone through a bunch of different bands and took some time off of music, which we'll talk about a little bit later.
Of course.
But yeah, and he was great about just kind of reaching out in the Portland community, which it's an awesome scene up there. Another thing we'll get into later.
That's really cool. Yeah, definitely.
But he found Paulie, who played drums on the album, and he found Jenny, who could play piano, and Paul, who played pedal steel, and Larry, the producer, actually ended up playing bass as well.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah, so I was up there for 2 weeks. It was 14 10-hour studio days.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
14 10-hour studio days in a row. So you're, yep, looking at 140 studio hours.
Yep.
Non-stop, back to back.
Back to back. Yep.
Bamming it out.
Yeah.
Wow. But also, like, to be in that presence, right, of like this whole new tier of musician, whole new like league of people that you're working with.
Yeah.
Wow. So please go on.
Yeah. So I got there. We did 10 tracks up in the studio, and I had at least a pretty rough bass idea for all of them.
Great.
Actually, all of them except for one instrumental, which we totally collaborated on up there. But for the most part, I'd play them either a demo that I programmed on the computer kind of poorly,
right.
Or I would just play it live, and we'd sit down like a band practice and go through each section and smooth it out and kind of figure out parts. And I gave them a lot of freedom because, like you said, they are such huge influential musicians. I really wanted them to have a voice and you know, to give them a lot of freedom to come up with parts that they enjoyed playing. And
absolutely.
I'm so happy with how it all came out.
Absolutely. Yeah, Jordan, I'm really excited to play a few tracks for the listeners.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's definitely like the first time that I heard your music, it was like totally not what I was expecting, because I, in such a dank way, you know, just because, like, you know, I feel like there's just there's a lot of the same sound. You know, there's a lot of, you know, there's influence, and then the influence seems to be a little bit of, like, mimicky. You know what I mean? But with you, it's, like, it's like, powerful. It's from the heart. And the influence is taking its own original form. You know what I mean? So, I mean, definitely, Jordan, I, you know, I would be extremely surprised if within the next, you know, few months to few years, we don't hear you, you know, on the local K-Rock stations or, you know, the Up and Up.
Thank you.
You know, definitely, yeah, definitely, definitely coming up in the world. That's awesome, man. And that's, you know, Jordan, that's how you do it, brother, is you don't see any reason not to make that call.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And one thing that I really try to instill in the people that choose to listen is everything that you do, everything that you think you want, right, you can achieve. And the only reason why it doesn't seem achievable in that moment is because you're not in that headset of achieving it. You know what I mean? You're not matching that frequency. But what you've done is you've transcended that, right? You, growing up, I take it, did you... You always wanted to be a musician, right?
Yeah,
you always wanted to play music.
There was a time where I actually, last year, I went to music school, and I found myself kind of almost right at the end of music school, kind of thinking maybe I didn't want to do music anymore.
Yeah, definitely.
I think I just sort of got burnt out a little bit.
For sure.
When it goes from being, you know, a hobby and a form of expression to work every day.
Wow.
And I took about 10 months off of writing completely. I mean, I still did projects for school, but I didn't sit down to write. And after that 10 months were up, I knew that, I mean, it was the 10 months were the best thing for me because it was such a wake-up call and that I really need that to be a part of my life. And a huge part of my life. And that's when I started co-writing with an artist named Tim McGraw out of the UK, who's actually in LA right now, gigging around.
That's great.
And then through writing with him, I got my own voice back and then started this project.
Yeah, brother.
Thank you.
That is so cool. You know, I love the power of the contrast. The contrast being the things that, you know, make us go back on what we truly feel and then remind us why we're doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's super, super worth it. So, Jordan, what prompted you to start this project? What was the initial inspiration to say, I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna do it like I've never done it before, and I'm gonna make it hella successful?
Yeah, that's a great question. I started writing with that artist Tim, and we were writing completely for him. He's an amazing artist, and he's definitely going to go places as well.
Very nice.
I mean, I hope in addition to me.
You absolutely will.
But thank you. But yeah, and I craved having, you know, my voice back. And although I love doing co-writing with a bunch of different people, I really wanted to have something that was all mine that I could really dig into, and really, you know, not have to follow any kind of specific formula.
Yes.
And, you know, I heard a great quote. I forget who says it, that creating or writing music is really 95% of a complete thought, and you leave 5% open to the listener to really interpret.
Yes,
it.
Yes, I've definitely heard
yeah.
that. Yeah,
and that's really what I wanted to do. Because you never really know when something's complete or it's a perfect song or a riff or whatever.
So true.
Yeah, so I wanted to have that voice again where I could kind of just express freely and the reason why I got back into music in the first place.
Yeah.
So yeah, that really drove me to start this new project on my own and just to spend the summer reaching out to people and meeting as many people as I can, and, you know, hopefully that continues.
Yeah, absolutely. Persistence is key, what we like to talk about on the Vibration Station. You can be knocked down as many times that you can count, but it just takes that one time to get back up and make it really happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we definitely get phased super easily by looking out into, you know, the media and what's constantly being blasted to us through television, commercials, the artists that seem all glamorized. We think that it's, you know, when we see the Nicki Minaj's of the world, you know what I mean? We think it's really, it's like far away from us, you know? It's really like glamorized and whoa, like look at her and this is so... But the truth is, it's... couldn't be further from the truth. The truth is, that could not be further from the truth. Because, you know, we're all people, right? And Nicki Minaj was just a little girl one day, you know, and one day she saw herself being able to do that. You know, even though it might not be the most influential lyrics in the world, she made it happen. And then take somebody super influential, like Elliott Smith, right? Elliott Smith was just a boy too, you know what I mean? And then he went through his life experiences, whatever. It's coming into what I'm trying to let the people know is there's no difference between these people that you idolize and yourself. You know, the only difference is what you see in the mirror, the expectation that you expect to receive. You know,
yeah.
So what you're doing, Jordan, is I know that you're already doing. I'm just trying to plant seeds. You know, yeah. Is you see the vision, you know, and you feel like you're already there before you're there. You know, like when you talk to these people, like you see it, you get excited. I can feel it from you, right? You know, there's this fire in your belly, you know, and everybody has that with something. But as long as you follow that, you will meet the right people. You will put yourself out in the perfect, perfect circumstances. And it will pan out just like it did for Jordan. I promise. I promise.
Speaking of frequency and path and, you know, things working out too, I've met with a ton of people this summer. And, you know, at the beginning, my quest was to find that perfect pathway that I could, you know, follow step by step. And after meeting with several people this summer who are really successful, you know, everybody has their own path. And you gotta, like you said, just be persistent and keep working, and eventually, you know, things will fall into place. And that's exactly what I'm really hoping is gonna happen. So
Exactly. And if we can keep reminding ourselves that what we think we become, you know, like what we think literally on a cellular level, our cells of our body start to change, start to move and respond to the way that our thoughts are moving them. You know what I'm saying? That's why when you think angry and you get resentful, your whole body down to your fingertips feels resentment, because you're like, you know? And then when you feel super love and you're passionate, or you're making love, or you're doing something that's, you know, super dank for your body and your energy, then you feel it in your fingertips. You tingle. You're like, you know, it's on a cellular level. So exactly, Jordan. Stay persistent and just visualize. Think of you already being there, and just feel the vibrational content of you already, you know, being on that stage, and like, you know, feel, you know, and that's how it happens. That's how it happens. You feel yourself into the vibration. So, people, and the vibration is your reality, by the way. You are an extension of your reality, right? That's what we want to talk about. And the music, right, is a wonderful way to direct that emotion, which directs the intention, which directs the reality. It's this whole crazy circle. And thank you for just playing beautiful music.
Thanks. Thank you.
Ladies and gents, we're going to take this time to listen to Jordan's song that I love. The name of the song is Friction, right? And this is Cold Wilson Music, Jordan's new project, Jordan Decker. He was kind enough to give me a sneak peek preview of this song in this file, and we're about to have a debut right here of Friction on LA Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in to Dave's Good Vibration Station. If you just clicked on the show, we are live in the air with Jordan Decker talking about his new project, Cold Wilson Music. This is the song Friction. Check it out. Started to seep in the moments of friction. I never
should have seen it. Poured through the ceiling, but we got buried alive instead. She didn't mean it when she was mean. Oh, why'd I respond like I did? I called her pathetic. She told me she was cheated. We were both so fucked up in the end. Now we're alone.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I am speechless. Now, that is not the first time I've heard that song, but that is the first time I've heard that song in such great quality in my headphones. And, yeah, that was absolutely phenomenal.
Thank
that was
you.
Absolutely amazing. Definitely, like, you know, FM radio quality, like, ready to go.
Thank you.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, so, ladies and gentlemen, that is just a taste of what we're talking about with our brother, Jordan Decker. Yeah, dude, that's really powerful stuff. That, it's, it sounds like I was listening to K-Rock. Like, it's amazing, dude, seriously. And that's so cool how you've just taken what you wanted to do and you've made it so damn professional. Everybody wants to do music, right? Everybody wants to be a musician or, you know, a lot of people, maybe not everybody, but a lot of people want to be supported by music, right? But in today's world, there's a lot of easy ways to find excuses not to be supported by your music. You know, oh, there's so many people out there. Oh, it's too hard to get heard. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Whatever you want. You can find all the excuses in the world. But you're making it happen, bro. That's all I can say is you are making it happen. Yeah, we have a very special little lineup. Not right now. Jordan's going to be playing a live set for us in just a moment. A live song. So, keep your ears peeled for that one. It's going to be coming up in about 10 minutes. What we want to talk about, though, is how Jordan got into music in the first place. You are extremely talented.
Thank
extremely
you.
Talented, dude. Really, really, really. I'm not just pulling your chain, okay? You're fucking great, bro.
Thanks, bro.
It's absolutely true, man. So when did you start? How did you get into it? Tell us.
I think my dad always wanted to play guitar professionally. He always did it as a hobby when he was younger.
Very cool.
And so naturally, as soon as I was big enough to hold a guitar, I was seven actually, could barely hold the guitar. He bought me a mini one, and he pushed me to start taking lessons.
Wow.
But I actually could not, I just didn't get into it. I think it was, I mean, it's the classic, like, you know, somebody wants you to do something, you don't want to do
right,
it.
Right, of course.
And then once they back off. So, yeah, so I took lessons for about a year and a half, and I didn't really practice much. I mean, granted, I was a little kid. My attention focus was probably not so great anyway. But yeah, I couldn't get into it. And I think I took about 2 or 3 years off. And when I was 12, you know, in middle school, that's when, you know, all the guys want to play guitar to get the girls.
Totally.
I think that might have been right, you know, when I started to get into classic rock and, you know, Led Zeppelin and Van Halen and all of that. I think that's when I started picking back up again. And then I found it as, you know, a form of expression that I had never had before, because I was a pretty quiet kid up till then. And yeah, and just both through my playing and because I was out playing and making music, I was able to open up much more. And that's kind of how I got started.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
So it roots back from when you were about 7.
Yeah,
that's funny. And was your dad, yeah, you said your dad was a musician, and did he want to be like a well-known musician? Did he want to like travel and play music and stuff?
I think he would never say that.
Yeah.
But I think deep down maybe
yeah,
he
that's
did.
Awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, I'll tell you my father's the same way, where I know that he would never tell me the things that he wishes he wanted to do, but yeah, no, and that's so cool, man. Aren't we so grateful? Because I resonate with that, right? My father's inspired me and my mother to do things that, you know, they have loved to do and just tried to pass down to me. And originally I was not into it, and then I got. But it's so funny how it's literally in our nature to like. Like, if you're putting it in my face, I'm just not down. You know what I mean? Like, but it's beautiful how it can actually blossom into being what we love to do the most, where our passions are. Maybe it's in our DNA. Thanks, Dad. No. So, I can imagine 14 days, 10 hours every day on top of, you know, coming back maybe right before that, hustling, doing schoolwork and like for music, you know, doing all this. How do you stay focused and inspired? You know,
that's a great question. And that's another leading back to what I was saying before about, you know, kind of getting advice from people. It's great. I mean, I would recommend anybody, you know, in anything you want to do, reaching out to people who have done it successfully and finding out, you know, what their process is. But, you know, I went for a while, I got really into, you know, seeking out good songwriters and reading blogs and finding out the best, you know, method or, you know, the same thing for becoming inspired and finding a way to ground yourself. And eventually I found that, you know, everybody has their own way.
Totally.
And you need to really just learn to develop that. And, you know, maybe you do start out trying out a bunch of different things and then kind of narrow it down. But eventually I just, you know, started to write in my own way. Like I said, I have been going to school for music, and, you know, I learn a lot of different methods, but still, you know, my way is not completely anyone else's, and no one else's is completely mine. And,
exactly.
You know, I can make myself sit down and write, but I also have those moments of inspiration, and I know that the songs they still have my sound, but there are different things, and I don't know if other people would know which songs are from
right,
which source.
Right, that's funny.
Yeah,
no, that's cool though. That's really cool, and you kind of change it up a little bit. You know, you kind of give them. Yeah, that's definitely a positive thing. A positive thing. So, do you? I was talking to you earlier, and you were saying how sometimes you tend to go into like a little bit of like a hypnosis or like a little like self-centered meditation type thing to kind of ground yourself. Is it like you just like kind of feel yourself into it, close your eyes? Like what would you say to the musicians out there that are they're like a writer's block, or they're stuck and they're just bombarded with all this work they have to do and all, you know, oh, I gotta do this, I gotta do that. What would you say to them if they're asking, how do I stay focused and inspired, and how do I calm my mind? You would say, well, little up-and-coming musician, grasshopper, this is what I do.
I think that I would say just to make sure that you take time for yourself.
Cool.
Not in a selfish way, but, you know, it's really important that, you know, whether you're working with a bunch of people in an office and, you know, you've got 10-hour, 12-hour, 16-hour days,
yeah.
you know, even it's not selfish taking that time for yourself, because taking that time for yourself is going to you're going to be refreshed and you're going to work that much better when you get back to it.
Exactly.
I personally love to just, you know, I'm in Boston a lot of the year.
Very cool.
And I take a lot of long walks through the city, and I find a bench and I sit and I kind of just observe. I'll bring an iPod with me. I usually always have it in my pocket. And I'll listen to something inspiring, or I'll just hit shuffle and listen to something that I haven't listened to in a long time. And
that's awesome.
The combination of that and just looking out at, you know, whatever's around me, that new... that's a combination that's never happened before.
Yeah.
And that kind of will just I'll have a phone where I can, you know, take notes, or my laptop or a notepad or something, and I'll kind of just take little notes here and there, free write a little bit, maybe time myself and not let myself write longer than 5 minutes, so then it's not such a daunting
that's
task.
Awesome. Yeah. That's super cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's definitely a powerful method to clear your mind and just release the resistance. You know, a big part of writer's block, and I'm not necessarily saying that you had that, but I feel like I
definitely had that.
Yeah. Okay. It falls under the same category as, like, just feeling overwhelmed. You know,
yeah.
like, because, you know, I write stuff, I write music as well, and, you know, poetry and just whatever, journal. And sometimes when I want to say something, when I'm wrong, there's definitely been times where it's just been like, it's not going to happen,
right.
you know? And,
Yeah, and I actually, I got some great advice from a singer, songwriter named Keith Sledadol.
Okay.
He's actually the lead singer of the band, the 88 from LA.
Wow, that's great.
And he told me that and actually met him. I was I saw him, his band, open for another band at a concert venue in LA, and I just waited around and kind of talked to the band, and we connected and talked a little bit about writing, and then followed up afterwards, and then, you know, I was lucky enough to follow up with him and get some advice. But he told me that so much of it is just showing up. You
yeah.
know, every time you sit down to write or not write, whatever it is, your career, you know, whether it's artistic or you know, you're working in the stock market, whatever it is, you know, it's not always going to be happening 100% every day,
right.
but if you show up and you're prepared and, you know, you give it your all every day, it's going to get easier and easier, and those magical moments are going to be there more often if you just show up every day.
So true, man. You're speaking wisdom.
Thank you.
Over here. Yeah, no, truth. Jordan Decker, musician and self-help speaker. No, truly, man. No, words of wisdom. And if more people executed that state of mind and that way of thinking, then more people would have what they want. Truly, truly. Jordan, can you play for us? Would you mind playing a live song for us?
Of course.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I'm so excited. Let's see. We're about, you know what, if you want, we have a caller on the air if you'd like to take this.
Sure.
Would you like to take this call? And then we're going to hear a live set from Jordan Decker. You are live on the Vibration Station. Who are we speaking with?
Hello. Davey.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Davey.
Yes, speaking. Who are we speaking with? We're live on the Vibration Station.
This is occasional co-host Justin Siegel calling.
Yes!
My brother, David Cohen.
My brother. We have some very, very special coincidence. Well, not a coincidence. We have conditions here with us. Justin Siegel is, there is indeed a connection here. Justin Siegel is a previous, prior and still oncoming co-host of the Vibration Station. And Justin and Jordan have indeed done projects together and made raised the vibration of their surroundings, right?
Yeah, we have.
So Justin, how are you doing today, my brother? It's such a blessing to have you with us in
great.
The electromagnetic studio.
Dude, I miss the show. I miss you guys. I wanted to hear you. I've been listening, and I wanted to call in and say that I love you guys, and I don't know what's good.
Oh, that's so delicious.
Thanks,
we
dude.
Love.
I want you to raise my vibration,
bro. We're trying, man. We are trying. And let me tell you, our brother JD, the Jordan Decker, in the studio is about to do that for us. Yeah, dude. We this could This could not be a more in synchronistic in alignment call with the Vibration Station, because if you're calling to tell us that you love us, wow.
Then I had the urge and I couldn't fight it.
Dude, we are doing our job and we love you so much, Justin. Wow.
I actually played, Justin and I played a showcase at CBS Television Studios last week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So look at this, guys. We are surrounded by people that are in the highest of who they are, right? They are in their greatness.
We're trying.
Because that's the only state of being in which these things happen. You know what I mean? Congratulations, Justin. Dude, that's amazing.
Oh, thanks, my brother.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thank you.
And congratulations,
Jordan.
Thank you.
Yes. Oh. What were you saying, brother?
I was just saying that, you know, you guys are great. I just wanted to call in and say hey.
What a guy.
Thanks for the call, Justin.
Thank you so much, Justin. You're great.
Of course,
and
guys.
We love you. Would you like to hear Jordan Decker play a wonderful live song in the studio?
Oh, I would love to.
Yes! That's so exciting. Alrighty, well, he has his guitar in hand, and he's ready to bust it out old school style.
Awesome.
Just messing around.
You want me to stay on the line?
Oh, bro! We're going to kick you off. I'm just kidding. We're going to keep you on the line because, Justin, you're a part of us. You are with us, and we could never kick you out of our hearts. This is Stay, Jordan Decker. And yes, Justin, I am going to keep you on the line.
Oh, thank you.
Love you guys. Love you. Check this out. Jordan Decker, this is Stay.
Yep.
So this is... we have the pleasure of having a live one set of a song. The song Stay by Jordan Decker off the project Cold Wilson. Check it out.
Awesome.
There we go. Beautiful. Ready to lock and load.
Once again, I fucked up. Say what you want. I don't know why. I don't think twice, don't ask advice, just find a nicer guy. Time.
man, the energy was hopping, bippity bopping, and step stopping. Justin, did you enjoy
that?
Man, oh man, Jordan Decker, thank you so much. That gave me chills throughout my bones, my body, and my ligaments. No, seriously, it did. I had chills going through my body. And yeah, man, that's powerful. That's super powerful. So, yeah, Justin, I love you so much, man.
Love you guys.
Would you like
get back to your show? I just wanted to say hey.
Would you like would you like to stick with us, bro, or are you gonna go? Are you gonna go do your Justin things?
Oh, you know, I can do my Justin things any day because I'm always Justin. So I'll just stay with you guys.
That's beautiful, man. Because we love impromptu on the spot. You know, Vibration Station co-hosts all the time. I just love them. I just love it, dude.
Awesome.
We just need that,
yeah.
And we love the energy and the fact that Jordan and Justin are great, great friends. We are all brothers. Actually, I want to know, Jordan, what is Cold? What? Well, first of all, congratulations on Cold Wilson's most recent gig.
Thank you.
At CBS Studios, right?
Yep.
With none other than our brother Justin as well, right? He was there with you guys. That's so cool.
Yeah.
So what does Cold Wilson have planned for the next few months? And I heard a little something that someone was going to be joining the band on the East Coast. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So we, like I said, we were up in I was up in Portland, and I recorded 10 tracks up there. I'm kind of at the moment figuring out exactly how I'm going to release them over the next year.
Very nice.
I know they're not going to all be at the same time, unfortunately. But I am at least going to release the first track this coming Tuesday, and it is called Stay, the song I just played for you guys.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we'll get to hear a little bit. I've been told we'll get to hear a little bit later.
Yes, we will.
Electric version of it.
Indeed, indeed.
But yeah, so I have a bunch of material recorded, and I, along with Justin Siegel and our other friend, Justin Friedman, we actually did another little mini project for Cold Wilson last week or the week before that we can't talk about quite yet.
That's awesome. I love those.
For a couple different reasons. But,
I love those.
I'm hoping to release components of that project in about 2 months or so.
That's awesome.
To bring in the new year. So yeah, we've got a couple big releases following up with that CBS television showcase last week. I have a couple shows in LA planned for when I'll be back in late December. We have a couple shows in November planned in Boston. And when I get back, I have a couple people that are going to be kind of joining the band here and there. A great guitar player named Matt Fernicola, who's in the band Aracuda.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, and they've been touring the East Coast, and they recorded their first album at Abbey Road Studios in London.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so they're a great band, cool. And I'm lucky to have Matt Fernicola featured in Cold Wilson. A drummer named Matthew Trewinski, who's also a hip-hop artist on the side. His name is Matthew the Second.
Awesome.
And he's kind of starting to blow up a little bit on the East Coast and releasing his first EP. And I'll also be having a bass player named Zachary Vanacoro, who is actually originally a jazz bass player, and he has a jazz project, jazzy kind of R&B project. He's going to be throwing down some bass for us too. So
wow.
Yeah, we start long hour rehearsals as soon as I return to Boston in about a week.
Wow.
And we will be putting up a full gig schedule for the next year, hopefully doing 2 shows in New York, 1 show in Boston every month. Live streams weekly. I'll be doing some acoustic, you know, solo shows and open mic nights, and you know, just trying to stay busy.
Yeah, man. Well, it sounds like you're doing well at that, staying busy.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's so cool, man. So fucking cool for you guys that it just, like, you know, when you put it out there and you're just like, you know, I'm gonna do this, I want to make this happen, and you just freaking make it happen, man. Yeah, dude.
Thank you.
That's beautiful. And Justin, you little hider on the phone, you.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, congratulations. That is so cool. I know about the Twitter, the Facebook, and the Instagram, @ Cold Wilson Music, ColdWilson Music. But where could we also, where could we hear some music as well?
Well, right now there are only, like I said, I haven't released any studio material yet. Unfortunately.
There's an agenda.
The first one will be this Tuesday. Okay.
The first one will be Tuesday.
And actually,
keep it posted, guys. Keep
for
it posted.
For listeners of this show, I'm going to make it available today.
Oh, what? No way, no way. Okay, guys, where can we do that?
If you go to, the website is coldwilson.com.
Coldwilson.com. I'm going to go there right now.
Parts of it are still in development, but I wanted to have at least some of it available while we're doing some work on it still.
Yes.
So you can get the main gist of the site today, and as soon as I leave here, I will hit go, and the first track that's going to be released on Tuesday, Stay, will be available today on coldwilson.com/goodvibe.
That is so cool, man.
Thank you.
That's amazing. Thank you so much, Jordan. I feel extremely honored. I really, really do.
From the site, you can, we'll have up our gig schedule, all the links to social media. I have a little blog on there, which will be kind of my own personal thoughts and writings outside of music. Some of the type of stuff we talked about today. And the release will be up on Spotify and SoundCloud, and all of that should go out Tuesday.
That's amazing. That's amazing, guys. Thank you. By the way, thank you so much for giving this available to the listeners on the Vibration Station today.
Thank you for having me.
That's really, really cool. So make sure coldwilson.com, guys, right after the show, 2 o'clock. Give it about 2:15. We still need to get home. So let's go on about 2:15, 2:30. And if you guys want to go and download, let's click it. And that's really awesome. This is a big blessing. Jordan, I'm about to play something better. Now, this song I absolutely love. This is like the hook song of the album, right? That's what they all, right? Every song has it. If I'm not mistaken. but this is a really, really great song. Check it out, guys. Something Better. Jordan Decker, Cold Wilson. Can't go wrong. Thank you, Justin, for staying on the line and all your love.
Of course, my brother.
Love it. Something better. Is there something better? I don't know. We're about to find out.
Tray upon tray, the fat melts away to reveal a magnificent scene. The girl next to me, that's what I mean. Still she wants me to try to appease them. But how can I keep a straight face when I know there's no way I'll ever relate? They sit in a daze, eagerly waiting to say all they're planning to say. And they think I'm okay. She asked me not to speak. I can't breathe. On the inside of me there's a war. Don't know who I'm fighting for. I'm tied to a seat where I don't want to be. At a dinner party from hell. So high tonight, and it isn't,
I love this,
the
stuff,
drugs,
man.
Just the pleasure of the damned. And I don't give a fuck. No, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah. We're going to let that inspire us. Oh, but this is my favorite part. I just can't help myself.
There must be something better than this. Call me a cynic. Call me a dick. I'll get what I give.
Yeah.
Must be something better.
you, Jordan, so much, my man. I just want to let all the listeners know to most definitely tune in. ColdWilson.com. Jordan is kind enough, after the show, if you put in
ColdWilson.com/goodvibes/goodvibe.
Is it with an S or
an S, yeah.
Good vibes? Love it, man. Jordan Decker, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show, for staying true to your heart, staying true to your dreams, and showing everybody else in your surroundings that if you can do it, they can do it too. I'm going to let everybody know and influence them as much as I possibly can. We have amazing frequencies coming up in this world from Cold Wilson Music. You can check them out on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, all at ColdWilsonMusic.com. Well, oh, no, that's the website. It's all at Cold Wilson Music, right?
Right.
So, guys, the only way that I can close this show out is with none other than Stay. Once again, I fucked up. This is the distorted version, electric. I love you guys so much. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, Good Vibe Station at Good Vibe Station. Thank you, Jordan, for being the light, brother. I love you, man. We love you.
Thank you.
And thank you for raising our vibration. Always sending you guys love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter. We will see you guys next week. And thank you, brother Justin, for sharing the line with us. We love you guys so much, man. Love the spontaneity, love the high vibrations, love the energy. See you guys next Sunday. Bye-bye.
It's about time. They always know just when to go. Been oversold by a few years. Evaporate without a trace. A bit cliche. Just another face.